Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Hello.
The podcast has returned.
And I have returned.
And you're here. Has returned.
Let's give credit where credit is due. I'm back.
You're still in office. Happy to see
that's
that.
That's cool.
I'm still in office. We're going to be making presidential jokes tonight. We're going to be making political jokes tonight. I hope people are in the mood to laugh.
What's wrong, Johnny? You're tensing up.
I'm in the mood to be funny.
We're
so
about
deal with it.
Political satire, well, toilet humor.
Hold on, hold on.
Okay, more, I'll wait.
More credit where credit is due. I never left.
So before the podcast started, these guys were talking about Naughty America.
Yeah.
The pornography site. And I'm sorry, this is a family show, but we're going to talk about pornography for a second.
Can we talk about that in the first 5 minutes?
But word it carefully. We are in the first five.
Naughty.
You guys watch bougie porn. Naughty America. I can't afford a subscription to that. Am I the only one who subscribes to Naughty Taiwan?
You're over here.
Theme song. Garrett just muttered, "Your dollar goes the furthest in Taiwan."
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Is true. Whether you're getting shoes made or pornography made,
yeah,
dollar goes a lot farther in Taiwan. But not anymore. Not that we got Joe Biden in the office.
Wait, you have all your porn like custom made?
Yeah. Do you not?
Sweeted.
Yeah. Hold on. Sweeted? Do you share porn? You're not using basic like. Run of the mill, like average pick it up off the sidewalk
I just go to theaters. Really.
You don't get
porn
made?
I go to the old porno theater and I just, I reserve my tickets Fandango and I say, hey guys, let's all go down to the porno theater. And we go.
Maybe that's okay for Rocco over there, but I don't share my porno with anybody. The stuff I watch, that's just for me. Custom porno, baby. It's the way of the future.
There's no viruses, no sexually transmitted diseases you could even get.
Not even that. Masturbate confidently,
confidently,
knowing that I'm the only one using this footage. If there was a live porno performance on the street that you walked up to it and started enjoying it, masturbating, whatever you want to do. Cool. And then another guy comes up, sees the same performance, starts doing the same thing right next to you. That's uncomfortable.
Man,
so
you're starting to change my mind.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And I'm sorry to hijack the conversation, Rocco. I'll hand it off back to you. I'm done.
No, I liked where it went.
That's all I wanted to say.
Good to clarify.
It's just been a real pain since all the old porno theaters have been closed. Guess I got to use the internet these days. But
it's wild on there, though.
Just me and old Paul Rubens at the porno theater. Everyone else is not allowed. But we're masked up. We're masked up. We are masked up. So that's good. Keep it safe. Anyway.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, no problem.
Johnny.
Yes.
What's your take on porno? What do you like? What do you do? How do you enjoy it?
Ebony.
I don't really want to go into this right now, but...
Garrett muttered the word ebony.
Yeah.
I don't even know
like
what that
such
means.
That's such an 80s category, too, because like nowadays, it's very advanced.
Yeah.
What happened to the good old days?
Ivory, in perfect harmony. Who remembers that song? Nobody. It's before our time. Because we're young. With it. We have a podcast.
Yeah. You're in Yosemite.
You're watching it.
You're climbing Half Dome.
Welcome. This is the Mega 64 podcast. Let's get it started.
Yeah.
We've just been running around talking about stupid shit this whole time.
Yeah. Well, wait. Hold on.
Okay.
Sean's out of here. So we can really talk about whatever we want this time.
Go long.
So let's get into it. The World Series. Who saw that thing? Oh, give me a headache, these Cubs.
Oh, yeah.
Did they win? Who won?
Who was in the World Series?
I don't
series?
Even know who played.
Did the World Series happen lately?
I think it did.
Yeah, the Dodgers and the Rays played together.
That's what all
Dodgers
that celebrating in LA was.
Yeah.
The Dodgers won.
The Dodgers won the World Series.
Oh.
Big deal. Not the Dodgers.
Just a little north of here.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware.
I was rooting for the Pods, the Padres.
And someone took a picture I saw on social media today. There was someone's out of football. Is football happening?
Yes.
Football is definitely happening, yeah.
You know, the last time we talked about sports, Sean said something to me that has seriously stuck with me.
What?
For so long. We were talking about the Padres, and I mentioned how I get a little glee when the Padres lose, you know?
Yeah.
And Sean said something along the lines of, like, why would you think of me and all of my sadness and all of my pain and be happy? Or something like that. Yeah. I don't know, but he made it seem like, really, ever since then, I felt like, if I feel bad about the Padres, does that make me a bad friend to Sean? Like, it's really rocked me. Like, he just seemed to take it so personal when I said that. I find myself retroactively feeling bad.
That's heavy.
So, sorry, anybody out there who is so offended.
I think our whole conversation on that episode was just about, like, people who were crowding in the streets and, like, jumping on cars and stuff. I mean, that was all. Maybe not. I don't know.
I've done a lot of reflecting on it since then, and I realize it's deep-seated psychological resentment towards my father. Oh. Moving on.
Wow. Oh, there you go. Okay.
Jeez,
just like that. Quick.
Let's talk about something else.
Well, it's hard. Nothing else really happened this week. I'm scrubbing through my memory, and I got nothing. Nothing happened.
There's like some software specs for PS5, but it's boring shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We got to the studio on Saturday because we were filming something here.
Yeah.
And we got here, and I just remember coming in, and we all danced to the Borat theme, but I don't know why.
Oh, I remember. Old news.
Fake news.
Joe Biden is president. And honestly, at this point, I'm over it. It's done. Yeah. I've moved past this.
Already? Yeah.
I can't even remember the jerk-off we had before him, but it doesn't matter because he's gone. And now we can stop talking. Yeah, Mitt Romney.
I don't know.
Or whoever.
So Obama.
I know that.
The point is, I can go back to not giving a crap.
I remember hanging out with him, but not. I confused that with the presidency.
Yeah.
I just feel safer now.
So there it was.
Yeah.
No, we're joking. There was an election this week. Now, here's the thing. We're going to say some stuff that's going to change some stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to let everybody at home have a moment to get a pen and a pencil because we're going to flip the states.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Yeah, it ain't over.
It's
and
not
if you
over.
Thought that announcement from the pornography bookstore parking lot was the final word if this election is over, it's not because we're going to top it right here tonight.
It's a landscaping
company.
It ain't
over. We're going to get to the bottom of this election.
Fantasyland was next door to the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Oh.
The election happened. If you didn't know, I'll come out and say I'm a huge Trump fan, always have been, and I'm disappointed. No, this is an apolitical show. We don't go one way or the other for political candidates on this show. At least I don't.
Yeah, because we could, we could get entangled in all kinds of stuff. We don't want to get into a Facebook situation.
Look, before you start getting mad in the comments, anybody who was politicized on this show, all the radicals, we asked them not to be on this episode, okay?
Yeah.
So don't worry.
So that
everybody
makes sense.
Everybody on camera right now is completely neutral. This is
even
a safe
keeled.
Space. We could discuss politics freely here, no judgment, right? So the election happened. We've been laughing. We've been laughing over here because it's been a crazy week.
Yep.
No matter what side you're on, it's been a crazy week, one way or the other. And I hope you can laugh.
Yeah.
I hope you can laugh. You're either laughing or crying this week, I think, right? How's everybody else handling the news?
Oh, just looking at a photo of a press conference behind a landscaping business, just from every angle, just trying to get the most info possible on a press conference for a major party behind a landscaping business. I've been obsessed with... I think it's part of me that... It's ironic that it's happening now because this weekend probably, I mean, we never confirmed it, but this weekend probably would have been our event, Mega 64 Game Days, that we do every year.
Mm.
I'm going to say it was most likely going to be this weekend. Okay. And so there's certain things I look at from an like just a person's perspective and then an event planner's perspective, like that part of a brain, my brain. And that part of my brain has been active this weekend trying to figure out who booked Trump's campaign thing behind this gardening business or whatever it is. I want to know how that happened. And, you know, a lot of people were throwing things around like, oh, they must have booked the wrong place. They thought it was the hotel and they made a mistake. I just can't. That's too big of a mistake to make. I can't get behind that. I think I buy the theory that they said it was going to be at the Four Seasons 100 times and reinforced that so much. And then when they learned they could not do it there, they just went, well, let's not appear wrong. Let's book something else with the same name and we'll just say that's what we meant. I don't know. But yeah. I just don't
Which,
know.
By the way, is much better.
Much better.
Than getting a different hotel or any venue. Hey, it's not at the Four Seasons. It's at the Ritz-Carlton. Still a nice hotel.
Yeah.
No, let's stick to the name Four Seasons.
Yeah.
And go to the parking lot next to a dumpster. Why stick to the name so much? I would put more importance on the hotel or the fact that it was a proper venue.
But see,
literally anyone will do.
That's what I mean, Derek.
You could do it at the Ramada Inn. That's still better than Four Seasons landscaping.
Yeah, but that you saying that, it's true. It, as you say that, it makes no sense. So here I am back at square one again. I don't know how the hell this happened. It's driving me nuts. Everything else, people were like, oh, yeah, can you believe this? Biden's doing this and this and this. Yeah. How did they book this parking lot? How did this come to be? They hung up a banner they printed in an hour behind them and did a national press conference. It's the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my life. How did this come to be? I'm obsessed. I want the movie of that. That's what I want. I don't care about anything outside of it. Anything remotely important doesn't matter to me. I want to know how that happened. So anyway, I've just been obsessed with that.
It's like a Sopranos episode. I wonder how much that... company got paid.
I don't know.
To use their parking
Holy
lot.
Shit.
I don't know.
Holy shit. You're right. A presidential press conference venue, you can charge anything you want for that.
Of course.
Yeah. What are you, $10,000, $20,000, $100,000? Yeah. What's the price on a presidential press conference venue? Somebody walked away rich from that parking lot.
But does that
That's awesome.
But does the landscaping company know that like what to charge? Like I don't know. Like that's what I'm trying to get in their mindset.
I don't know. If like, Trump wanted to come use this place for a venue, I'd charge a lot.
Yeah.
I know hey, the president wants to make an announcement at your place tonight. What's it going to cost?
What's he got?
$50 an hour? I don't know. No. Yeah, we're doing like a million at least.
Yeah, I don't know.
Taxpayer dollars too.
You need us.
I just don't know. They gave a speech under the sign that you put above a dumpster. Like, I just, it's blowing my mind. And it was so great. Like, Derek, when you got there Saturday, again, we were filming something and Derek walked in. We asked if he'd seen the news and all that stuff. But I skipped right to, did you see where they gave a conference at? And it was so great because we told Derek all the info. And Derek, you were cracking up. Cracking up more out loud than I've seen you in a long time over just, and I remember, I'll never forget what you said. You were just like, this photos of this are going to be in books.
Yeah.
There's going to be museums.
I tweeted that. I tweeted
history
tour guides 25 years from now. This is the parking lot next to the porn store where they said they would challenge the election results.
Seriously.
Because this is history being made.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we went to Washington, D.C. and we went to the Grassy Knoll. This is where they, they say the gunman shot JFK. Well, you're going to go to fucking Philadelphia to the porn shop and be like, this is where they said the Dallas. Elections were fraudulent for the first time in American history. That's going in the history books. Fantasy adult bookstore.
If you look the place up on Google Maps, here's where press stood. Google Maps or whatever. What's the 3D thing? Google Street View or whatever?
Yeah, Street View. Yeah.
You can pivot it and see a sign for dildos. I mean, it's like you can't write this.
Philly loves dildos.
I had so many people tweeting at me like, yo, this is a Mega 64 bit. Like,
it's not. You know what? Can I say too, by the way, I'm going to cut you off right there.
No. Yeah.
Years ago, version two, we had people helping us out, and it was like, oh, you guys want to do something fun? Yo, I could get dildos. I could get a whole dildo factory for us to, for you guys to film in. Yeah. Legitimately, someone pitched this to us, and we were like, that's not our style.
Yeah.
Thanks. So this
like, that's
is
a hacky joke.
Lower than a Mega 64 video, because we wouldn't even do a dildo store in our bit.
Yeah, it was a hacky joke. I remember, even back then, I remember us sitting there going, that's hacky. Nah, we could figure something else out.
Yeah. But try harder. Try harder to be funnier.
Yeah, we really did. Derek, I remember being, not to pivot it to that, but I remember being in that meeting, and that guy thought he had something to crack us up with.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it was like three 21-year-old guys going, yeah. Is that
that's the worst feeling too?
So a dildo factory was the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hate to be a 21-year-old
guys in a Denny's going
dildo factory.
Yeah. I had the
that
same...
guy went on to be like an award-winning filmmaker. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
I guess he knew something we didn't.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He filmed in the factory.
That also happened to me. Almost the same thing, but just on my own, happened again years later, and I won't go into it because I think I talked about it at some point, but that I got a call from there was a major marketing guy involved in a major project we were working on for a certain game company, and that was a call. He called me late at night. Oh my God, I just had an idea, can I call you? And it was like 10:30, 11 o'clock, I think, and they called me, and he had this whole idea, and it was like sex toys. It was like, what if you went into a store full of sex toys? And he named like 10 awkward things to do in a sex shop. And I was just sitting on my phone. Seriously, no one else was around. I was in our warehouse going like,
yeah, really?
Okay. Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then at the end, it was like, so what do you think? And it was like, yeah, well, I'll bring it up to the other guys. And we'll see. You know, in my mind, knowing we've already passed on this. But I'll talk with the other guys. That's my major deflection in any conversation. Well, you know, I got to talk to the other guys. You know, I always throw it to the other guys, knowing full well how they will react to it. I've known them long enough that I know they're not going to go for this.
But, yeah. So if Trump had pitched this parking lot to Rocco, he would have thrown it to the other guys. But yeah. I guess there was nobody there to do that. So press conference in the porno parking lot.
I mean, even if they would have just zoomed the thing, like do a Zoom call. Yo, guys, something's up with this election. We're going to figure it out. I'm not happy right now.
So
Giuliani out. You know, that's it. Yeah. No one would be talking. It would be like, okay, they're going to look into it. Great. But this is insane. Like I'm obsessed with it now. I keep going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. They don't ever go for total control and pre-record something and then just put it out on his social media.
Do a Republican direct.
Yeah.
Republican direct.
Hey guys, Rudy Giuliani here. And Boyd, we have something exciting to talk about. Someone messed with the election. To talk a little bit more about that, here's another guy.
Yeah.
Hi.
It almost seems like too easy to do a good job. you have to try hard to fuck it up that bad. How do you do that? I don't know.
Stand on a white background and be like, hey, this is your
what?
This
serious? This is, hey, this is my direct. Big question. Let's get back to this as a fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
Do it from the White House.
Yeah. Do it from your house.
You're already in the White House.
Do it from a regular house.
You left the White House to go to a porn shop parking lot to say, come January, I'm going to be back in the White House. What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, why do you have to go to Philly? Because that's a swing state.
Find a closed Toys R Us. Do it there, and then you could at least do a metaphor. Like, sure. You see how unfairly they ripped these guys down? We're not going to be like that. Like, then there's like, oh,
that would have spoken to the Roccos of the world. Yeah, the Toys R Us.
No, you know what? Any closed business, Circuit City, whatever.
Soup Plantation. Do it.
I said Toys R Us because I still see closed ones like lingering.
Yeah, that's a sad.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm in the spirit mindset. Derek, I was on the spirit Halloween mindset. If you weren't on that wavelength, that's on you.
Did anyone go into a spirit this year?
No. Not, too Republican.
I think Sean is the only one. Yeah, Sean was the only one.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't.
It just didn't seem appropriate. I had no need.
I don't know. I had
I'll be real. Even on a non-quarantine year, Going to Spirit Halloween kind of sucks.
Yeah, I never really. That's never really my thing.
Set up in a parking lot. They spent 3 weeks setting it up. They spent 1 week hiring high school students to work it
off Craigslist.
And yeah, there's just something like bootleg about Spirit. You know,
they have $85 plastic chains.
I love Spirit. What I hate about Spirit is that they monopolized Halloween stores. You remember when we were growing up? Sure. Spirit was a new thing, but then. Yeah. You know, like just mom and pop party shops would put out Halloween stuff. Mm-hmm. And now it's only Spirit. And I feel like now that they've taken over, they lowered the quality of the Halloween market. So
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I have some deep-seated resentment against Spirit.
You still got other options. You got your like Joann's Fabric, Michael's Crafts kind of Halloween.
They got badass
options.
Halloween stuff there?
Yeah. That's a different type. It's a higher end. Yeah.
I would never think to go to Joann's for Halloween shit.
Right. Yeah.
Yo, I'm doing a haunted house. Let's go to Joann's.
I just went to Party City when I was a kid.
Party City
was good.
But you know what? There would be the random weird pop-up too that would just take over. Like, they didn't even really have a name. And I remember there was
Halloween Town.
Yeah. Derek, do you remember there was 1 year we went, and I want to say it was the day after Halloween, because I think we wanted to see, like, yo, are there any deals on costumes we could, you know, accumulate for our studio? And we went, and there was one, and I don't even know if it had a name, but it was like a bunch of metalheads working there.
Oh,
and
wow.
Remember we went, and those guys were the nicest guys. We went in, it was like November 1st, and they were like, y'all, man, do whatever you want, half off, just grab whatever. And then we were bringing stuff up, and they were like, oh, man, I don't even see a tag on this, just take it, whatever. I mean, it was like two metalheads just hooking us up.
Oh, you know what it was? There used to be two companies. There was Spirit and Halloween City.
Maybe that was the
Halloween
the
City
then.
Must have gone under.
Maybe. Well, they were giving everything away. Seriously, they handled us tons of shit. We had like a Mortal Kombat costume, just like they like handed us that.
I love the place Johnny took us to in New York that was a full city block. It was a whole ground
floor.
What was
that place? Fuck, I wish I... Oh, dude, it's bumming me out that I don't know the name of it.
But and it went under.
It was by the comic book store.
Yeah, it's
a block
first.
Away from... What's that comic book store? Forbidden Planet?
Forbidden Planet, yeah.
It's a block away from Forbidden Planet, big costume shop in New York City.
It went under, right, Johnny?
No, it's still around. That place is a Halloween store like 24, like every day.
Yeah,
it's
but
a Halloween store.
I thought during the whole shutdown, it finally closed.
I thought... Because, Johnny, you know Image Anime we were talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That went away.
Oh, shit, really?
A bunch of comic and collectible places did go away permanently.
Halloween Adventure is the name of the place.
Okay. Halloween Adventure.
Well,
that place
still
is
around.
Tight.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I would hope that's still around.
Yeah. Is there open?
Oh, it does say they're open? Yeah, I didn't get a confirmation on that, but...
I'd be really sad if that went under.
I do know a lot of the businesses we went to in our time in New York. I did hear about them closing. So
damn. Yeah, we got
new dork.
Oh shit!
Damn!
Get back to your old home, Mr. X Prez.
We're from San Diego, bitch.
Go back to New York City.
I'm sure that sounds great.
DC wasn't that far from New York.
Sorry. I just finished my coffee and I'm feeling a little.
You're doing like a Kate McKinnon voice. Yeah, you have no mic.
You're doing a McKinnon bit.
You're doing McKinnon eyes.
Yeah, he must scream.
Oh, shit.
We watched SNL last night. It was pretty funny.
Dude, yeah.
They did a Mario
thing. I feel like every week has become mock SNL. But
I don't want to talk about that show anymore.
Okay.
although, I will say, I was surprised. I got a lot of feedback after that last time we dumped on it.
We cracked the code, yeah.
I got a lot of feedback from that episode that was like, yo, I like SNL and Mega 64. Like, because we were saying, I think somebody said something about that.
How
like,
could you?
Like, if you're watching this, you probably don't like Mega 64. Somebody said that. I'm going to blame Sean, who's not here, but I got a lot of feedback that was like, no, I like both.
Hey,
I watch both.
There's different styles of comedy.
Not hating on you.
Well, last night they did a Super Mario skit, so now they've officially come into our turf.
Did they really?
Video game related comedy.
I want to see that.
So now we can really throw down the gauntlet. Who does it better, SNL or Mega 64?
They do have to be our enemies now. There's no way around that.
Sorry, Rooster Teeth, you've been replaced.
Yeah.
SNL is the new Mega 64 anti-hero.
SNL?
We're so much better than SNL. You know what? I will say, not to slam SNL. They're great. I love them. God,
love those
guys.
God bless
they're wonderful. But their opening cold open yesterday about the election was nothing compared to the fire I was tweeting all week.
I gotta agree.
My Twitter is better than the cold open. So
Dave Chappelle.
Follow no, not the opening monologue. Oh, opening okay. Skit.
The skit, okay.
Where they made fun of Biden and his acceptance speech.
How are you gonna make fun of that guy?
It's really hard.
It's
too good.
Speaking of Twitter, you know, again, I don't want to get too political here. You know, I'm just really just trying not to. But so I'm not gonna give a side here. I'm gonna remain balanced and neutral because I think that's important to our journalistic integrity.
Yeah.
But what for the past month, I told just about everyone I know, friends, family, that I had my Twitter drafts had about 80 to 85 different GIFs of movie villains dying that I had ready in case of a certain political outcome.
Yeah.
You know, again, I don't want to get into which.
You used the term locked and loaded.
Yeah.
You had the GIFs.
I don't. Yeah. I don't want to give any bias with my tweet of the Darth Vader throwing the Emperor down a shaft. Yeah.
What so you tweeted him out though, right?
So I told everybody, like, dude, I got those ready just in case. Just in case. I want to just describe the situation that happened Saturday around 8 a.m. I was still in bed, and I was woken up like it was Christmas. My brother was like contacting me through any means necessary, going, post them, post them, post them, do it, release it. And I was like, what are you talking about? They called it. And
let
I was
them
like,
rip.
What? And then it all clicked. Oh, they called the election. And I load up Twitter and they had, and it was like, tweet, tweet, tweet. I'm like, I'm about to lose so many followers. Tweet, 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 tweet. And so that's why there was a wall of about 80 GIFs of
you lost followers, not because it was political, just spamming GIFs.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really blame anybody, but
so rude.
But I think I got them all. I got Cell dying, Majin Buu dying, the Emperor dying, Agent Smith exploding.
All the DBZ villains.
I got all of them. But I want to put a call out there. If anybody, any GIF makers out there have any. I will tweet these if you can get them to me. I couldn't get, there weren't very good ones of the Tower of Sauron falling. I really wanted to get it falling with the shockwave after. Couldn't find that. And I couldn't find one GIF of, I got Palpatine dying in the original trilogy, but I couldn't get a Rise of Skywalker version.
Oh no.
You know, where he's like, you know, he's doing the Cell Saga, like,
they really don't have a GIF of that
kind of thing. I couldn't get that.
Dang. Talk to Leroy. We got an inside.
Is
man.
A nerd alert. I can't believe those GIFs don't exist.
I couldn't find
nerd
that.
Alert. Fix
lots
that.
Of them. Lots of them of Rey's side of it with the sabers, but I couldn't get
nerd alert. Fix the GIF shortage, please.
Yeah.
Did you guys do any Voldemort dying?
No. God, come I'm not on. A dork.
We could do a whole. We do a whole podcast on all the GIFs Rocco posted. Do a whole show on that. But I want to know if you guys saw the video of in Philly protesters protesting the count, dancing around to Rage Against the Machine, wearing the American flag or the like blue line American flag.
Yeah.
You know, Blue Lives Matters. Did you see that video?
I did. And I thought that had to be edited in audio. There's no way that audio
that
was really
for real. That was for real. And talk
auntie.
About missing the fucking points. The video cut off before they start singing the best lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
But I felt, honestly, it reminded me of Mega 64.
Yeah.
That was so what we would be doing at a convention just to fuck with people. And I felt like it was art. Honestly, it was art. And I reposted on Facebook and I said, art is born from pain. And it was a joke, but it was true because these people are so hurt over what is happening.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do, and they are expressing themselves through song and dance, and it is fucking pure. And you, I feel like you can't not watch it and feel that energy coming off of it, regardless of whether they are missing the irony of their performance or not.
Oh, yeah. My favorite response to it was Tom Morello. Not exactly what we had in mind.
Yeah.
That was cracking me up.
It's so funny because she's wearing like the Blue Lives Matters flag as a cape, and she's like, those that die are justified, but we're in the batch. It kind of mumbles off, and I'm like, yeah, what's the next line? Keep going.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
But it's so great that you mentioned that, because I got so many responses from people that were like, I scrolled fast past this, and I thought it was a Mega 64 booth video. I really did get a few of those. So that meant a lot to me, because I had the same thought as when I saw it. So that was incredible. Speaking of videos, though, I think we have a decision to make. This is decision 2020.
Decision. Oh,
we got the little decision out of the way. We got to get the big decision done now.
Okay.
Tell me what you guys think, and then we'll ask the audience too. Mm-hmm. For years we've had the girl yelling, "No, Brian." I don't know if you want to show. Okay,
wait,
perfect.
There.
Do we have the longer version of that?
I think that's it.
Because let me just say,
Does that come from a longer
hold
clip?
On. Wow. I feel something different now watching that clip.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That clip now.
That's from 2016, just, right?
I feel like I used to I can't quite explain. I hope people at home know what I'm feeling, but that clip, I used to really identify with it in some way. It represented a little voice inside of me. And now it's like that piece of me is no longer there. I watched that clip, but it doesn't affect me the same way. And it's a good thing. You know what I mean?
Well, so my question is, we've been playing that.
Anyways, I just wanted to enjoy the full clip and bask in that feeling. But yeah,
oh, yeah.
Continue. Go ahead.
That's okay. So that was a remnant of 2016.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is 2020. It's a new age. I think we need to decide what the 2020 version of that clip is. Now, I have two options here that I feel are the best candidates.
Oh, okay.
There's always, you know, two in an election. It's a two-party system. Yeah. There is the guy, and we don't need to show these. Maybe we'll put them in Tuesday, Johnny.
Yeah, sure.
But we've got the clip of the guy in the beers and barbecue, whatever shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what all it says. There's a third thing too: beers, barbecue, and Biden, or what? I don't know. No, it doesn't say that. It definitely doesn't say that. But he interrupts the press conference with, "They stole the votes! Oh my God! Biden stole the votes from us! Give us our freedom back!"
The media's covering up. The Biden crime family stealing this election. The media's covering up.
Like, it's pretty insane. So there's that. And then today, I don't know if you guys saw, but there's a famous pastor.
I didn't see this.
I can't remember. It's the same guy who I think he put out a prayer.
Oh yeah,
he prayed COVID away,
and he blew it away.
When he went like that,
I blow you.
He was doing that. Famous pastor guy. Yeah. Well, today there's a and again we'll put it in Tuesday. Of he says, "Oh, the media says Joe Biden is president." I mean, that goes on another 30 seconds. I mean, it is like, is he okay? Like, I'm not even like, I honestly am concerned for him by the end of the clip. I'm like, can he stop?
Lord works in mysterious ways.
And it is like the Joker is channeling him. So maybe it's time to, I'm not expecting a decision tonight, but maybe watch both clips, see for yourself, cast your vote. What, you know, should we add one of those to the soundboard? You know, it's hard to say.
Even those supporters dancing to the Rage Against the Machine song is good. It's just they would get flagged.
Yeah.
That's a good clip. That's a good...
Nothing will ever replace that woman screaming no. That was such primal scream, man.
I know.
That channels some deep-seated emotional stuff
That's true.
I like that clip.
That's a very good point.
I saw something insane at the store the other day. After all the news... I went to the store, and immediately, you know, the people who own the store, no masks, so.
Cool.
You got a vibe there. And there was a guy in front of me. Here, I'll try to do an impression of him.
Okay.
American flag mask. I think it said MAGA on it.
Okay.
Nose out.
Oh, nice.
Classic.
The guy at the counter was like, "How you doing?"
Yeah. He was just shaking his head. Like,
don't worry, we'll be back. We'll get it back.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Take care, guys.
They're so sad. Wow.
Got in a huge truck.
Maybe there was a telepathic communication. Wow. Or something.
Is it a liquor store?
You know,
why am I so tiny?
Sometimes you own the libs. Sometimes the libs own you. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
You know? It's the way of the world.
Yeah.
It's a ebb and flow.
You'll be back. You'll get some evil fucking dude, some old as fuck, crusty rich fucking dude in no time to run for president. He'll win. You'll be fucking stoked. We'll go to war again. We'll go bomb all of fucking Africa.
You know
take
we're going
all
to war
the fucking
again.
Gold out of there. Whatever the fuck we want. We'll take it all. We'll nuke them. We'll drop a nuke on them. You'll be fucking stoked again. And then when it's all nuked, we'll go fucking put churches there. We'll make it all like Christian as fuck.
Yeah, we'll
and then
bring
all
that
the like irradiated nuclear fucking zombies walking around. We'll turn them into fucking Christians. Praise Jesus. It'll be fucking awesome. Just give us 4 years of Biden to do some crazy liberal shit.
Yeah.
That's going to put us
that.
It's going to piss you and all your friends off.
Give us Californians that.
Let us do some weird California freaky shit.
Let Camilla
do freaky sexual shit.
In and out on every corner.
We're going to teach porn in all the schools. And we're going to teach old people how to smoke weed or some freaky shit. Whatever. 4 years of freaky shit. And then it'll get you so riled up. You'll get your nuclear president. You'll get it. And things will be back to normal, okay?
Yeah. Then that guy in the liquor store
just
will be
wait
happy.
It out.
And I agree with making the zombies Christian, because I've been saying it a long time. I want to see the praying dead.
Johnny!
No more of this walking
hold on.
Stuff. I want to see the
what
praying
what the fuck
dead.
Happened?
I don't know.
Stepped on my joke.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I would have commented. I didn't see that he had been made small, and I wouldn't have even launched into that.
What's this all about?
Take your joke again. All right. Nuclear.
I want to see the praying dead. That's all it was. No more of this walking stuff. That's it. Wasn't the best joke, but
I like it.
I went with it. Just like the election, I cast my vote, and what happens next is up to the public. But Johnny is small, and I didn't notice it, and I should have got it out of the way.
Yeah.
And that was my
so
I'm still small it's my too. Fault.
If you're upset with the election, wait it out. That's what'll happen. That's what'll happen. That's
yeah, it's not. I heard it's not over.
It ain't over till it's over.
Yeah, they're sending lawyers and stuff. Saw a little kid in a cowboy hat. He's like a lawyer.
Yeah,
apparently.
The yodeler at the Walmart.
Yeah,
yeah, he's involved.
He's coming.
He's coming. It's not over till he sings.
He's coming to the porn shop parking lot. He's gonna figure out what's going.
Pantyhose porn shop. That's his new song.
We'll find out what's doing.
That's his new single, Pantyhose Porn Shop.
I love that.
Well, you know, what would Sean say right now if he was here? Can we not talk about it?
Do you want me to go get Sean? Hold on.
Yeah, go get Sean.
Go get Sean.
Yeah, get Sean.
All right, let's get him. We're going to get his commentary on this. Man. We need some feedback.
I'm excited.
I just feel wrong not getting his feedback.
Yeah.
On it.
I mean, he usually has a good point on this to kind of.
He says it's going to take him a minute.
He stands up against, you know, some of our views. Having a different viewpoint is good
on
this.
He might be doing
show.
Another birthday right now. Oh.
Theater of mind. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey, Sean.
Sean.
Oh, shit. Sean's here. Oh,
that's kind of cool. Hey, thanks for showing up, Sean.
Thanks,
Sean. I felt bad doing this without you.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I am. So, fucking happy.
Oh, yeah.
For once, the fucking nightmare is over and I can fucking sleep. For once, I can sleep. Oh, I can't tell you how many times I've just wanted, how many times I've just wanted, all I wanted was just for Trump to be gone. And now,
He's gone.
He's fucking gone. That's all.
And now I can sleep. All I wanted is just to sleep.
Wait.
Thanks, Sean.
Wait, that was supposed to be Sean? But he didn't. Hold on. He was. I'll do it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, good night.
Okay. Okay, just now the context is there, and now we can. That was, I honestly thought that was great. That was,
thank you. Yeah, not an insult to Sean. I just spent a lot of time with Sean. I know exactly what he's thinking.
Hey, Sean,
we're like psychically linked, okay? Yeah.
He would appreciate the impression.
That was me channeling. That wasn't an impression. That was a channeling.
It's flattering.
Of his spirit. Yeah. He actually spoke through me.
He's at home, just like, oh.
Yeah, Sean right now, he's like doing crayons with his kids.
He's like the
fucking nightmare.
He's doing the Shining type stuff.
Call me now.
Hey, okay, so just to take it back, this is another thing we talked about before the show, and I'm going to launch this campaign here and now. I don't have time to reserve the parking lot. I'm going to do it right here.
You're running with Kanye?
I get flack every day for the things I say. And I'm not talking my opinions. I'm talking literally my colloquialisms or whatever. Is that, what's the word? The things I say all the time. You know, Rocco, you say, you know what I mean a lot? Is that what it is? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Rocco, you say real quick a lot. You say those things a lot. I get ribbed on every day about those things.
Interesting. Okay.
But there is one person here that says something way more than any of those things, and he doesn't hear a word about it. And I'm starting that today. The tide turns. Sean has called at some point everything that has ever existed in the universe a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Those words, fucking nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare. Where is the messaging on that? I'm still hearing about, you know what I mean? I'm still hearing about it. He doesn't hear about fucking nightmare. I think we need another thing to bother Sean.
We're not getting emails, Kevin?
I don't want you to...
we don't get emails about Kevin?
Let him get away with that anymore.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm mad about this too.
Yeah.
This is important.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
Why? How did Sean get away with this and Rocco is punished?
Yeah, why do I get all the feedback and Sean hears nothing? Sean just hears, oh, I hope you're not stressed. I hope you're okay.
Sorry about your teeth.
Yeah. Sean's the golden boy.
Can we pay for it?
He can do anything he wants.
Sean, yeah. Oh, Derek, by the way, true story.
Yeah.
There was a point in last week's podcast where I said I had to go get something or something.
My God, yeah.
Or pull something up. I don't remember what I was doing, but I said, entertain them while I do it.
Yeah. Holy shit.
No, Derek, do you know what he did?
No, you fucking didn't. Hold on.
Why would you do? When I said the term entertain them, referring to the people watching.
The people at home.
What did he default to?
Talking about nature or sports.
Talked about fixing his teeth.
Dental problems.
Oh,
his
health
dental
issues.
Insurance problems.
Nature or sports.
That was his default. I think I got my dental insurance figured out. So, hey, yes. I'm getting my teeth fixed. Oh, that was his default.
This guy should have a talk show.
Tooth update.
This guy should be on after Conan. Sean has tooth problems. They hurt. His teeth hurt. I'm trying to convince him to go to Mexico. If you live in San Diego, you know.
Yeah.
Mexico has cheap dentists and they do the work just as good. They speak English.
It's a whole industry down there.
And he won't say no to me. He won't say no, but he won't say yes. And it's starting to annoy me.
I think.
Because every day it's like.
Because he yeses you to death.
Oh, my fucking teeth. I called the doctor and they said I have to get a gold bar from Fort Knox. Like, I literally have to provide American gold to get this process. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm like. So you want to go to Mexico and go to the doctors there? At this point, maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to get this gold bar and I'll let you know. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Good luck.
He's still on this quest. Like he's trying to get a shard of the Zeo crystal or something. But he I think he wants to do that. But I think he's scared about the current situation just with like, COVID and all that stuff. I think that's his concern.
Maybe you're right. And that's totally valid.
Yeah.
But like I said,
leaving the country,
he won't say yes and he won't say no. It's always like, I think I might have to do that.
I think he just doesn't want to close the book on it, but he knows like, it might not be a good time.
Sure.
to do international travel, I guess.
I mean, I don't know. There's Americans who are crossing the border every day.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, are there? I guess. I mean, I don't.
There's Americans that live in Mexico and work in America and vice versa, and the borders are open.
That's true.
So he can get this work done for a fraction of the cost, and it would be done already.
That's true.
So it's win-win-win.
And it's not like he doesn't know people personally that have had things done.
Not only that, I have arranged an American escort
who lives in Mexico,
who speaks both languages,
Jesus,
to personally escort him down.
I didn't know that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have done so much work to help Sean on this quest, and I've laid it all before him, and now I wait for him to come to me. So,
but you know what?
Yeah.
I made a joke about him taking up time doing that last week. Look what happened. Joke's on us. He got us to talk about his teeth a second week. Here we are again.
The only difference is this one's entertaining.
That's true. That's a good point.
That's the caveat. What, Johnny? You got a problem with that?
No. I was thinking I looked like that chick a little bit. We had the same beanie.
I disagree. Hard disagree. Do you think you look like that chick?
No.
Can we play that clip again?
Yeah, I see it.
No. Yeah, see it?
No. A little bit.
Same beanie.
Yep. You guys shop at the same store.
I want to follow up with that lady.
I bet she was super happy.
She's probably like, yes!
Yeah.
Saturday, she was... Exactly, Johnny. She was going, yes!
Seriously, she should have, wherever she is, she should have done a video. Like, I hope she did, like an Instagram story. Just going, yes! That would have been great.
Lean into the meme.
Maybe she doesn't want to be on camera again after that.
You gotta lean into it. You can't avoid it.
Hey, let me pause for a second, and I want to plug some very good people. I want to plug some excellent people, all the best people.
Oh, right. Okay.
I want to say thank you to our sponsors. And that's right. Once again, Derek, you weren't here, but it was such a heartwarming situation last week when we debuted such a wonderful sponsor, a great sponsor, Tenga.
Yeah.
Tenga, who makes some of the best adult products ever conceived. They're classy. They're high tech.
Let me handle the plug.
Yeah.
Let me handle the plug. Keep it on the wide shot. Go to the wide shot. Ladies and gentlemen, buy yourself a Tenga, and then Please. You could do this with to your Tenga and not the chair.
Oh. You could. Whoa. Okay. Yeah.
To our audio listeners, Derek has currently mounted a vintage antique chair.
Wow.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that's got to be.
That probably sounds awesome.
Mounted again.
That was for our audio listeners.
Yeah.
That's good.
They know what to know.
Oh.
He's lifting the chair, is the noise.
He's using the Tenga Twister.
For audio at home. He's lifting the chair. It's quite heavy.
That's what happens with the Twister. You're right, Johnny.
It's quite heavy.
I think he's almost done.
Oh, I'm done. Oh, but
that's great.
But then I look and I go, oh no, I was sitting there. Oh.
Which is why.
I wish I had a Tenga egg.
Exactly. You want Tenga technology to guide your journey. And what better example than that? So if you want some of the best adult items, and I'm not talking the stuff from that parking lot we talked about earlier. Nah.
No.
Please. These guys know what they're
classy
doing.
Classy stuff.
Tenga.
Are you okay?
Are you all right?
Are you all right?
Is he okay?
What's the matter with you?
What's up?
This is a really good plug.
Thank you.
Classy plug.
We have a special link. We have a special
use this
link.
Yeah.
Use the link. All right.
Get the Iroha for
I'll
her.
I'll have to send it to you, Brian, to put in the chat or something like that. But we have a special link. It's in the info for our YouTube video last week, but on Tuesday. Click the link in the info below and use the offer code MEGA64. You'll save 15% off of Tenga's amazing products. and you're going to love it. Trust me, you're going to love it. They got something for everybody. Check out Tenga.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to, that link, I think that link closes November 11th. So if you want to do anything with that, yeah, we're kind of trying stuff out.
Oh my God.
There's a deadline on the discount.
Right, then this is a fucking call to arms. This is serious business. I didn't know it closed November 11th.
That's close.
Yeah. We need to hit this link fucking hard. Cause I want this Tenga thing to be, a permanent arrangement.
Yeah.
Okay. I want this to be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I agree. Yeah.
And Tenga's not going to re-up with us if we don't get that thing popping. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Please.
Also, I want everyone to check out shop.mega64.com.
Oh yeah.
If there's another website you should be ordering stuff from, that'd be it. Because let me tell you, we have stocked so many great things in there.
What do you got there?
Tonight actually is the last night to pre-order our jacket, our flight jacket, and the Dia de los Mega 64 shirt. That's in there. But we have something special tonight. Every podcast we like to do a 64-hour special. That's a shirt that is only around for 64 hours. We made some jokes on last week's show. We talked about how from now on when we upload something, and I'm going to do it here too, no negative comments, please. We're going to say that on every upload now. Because really, you can't justify doing it if we say that. It kind of makes you look like an asshole, you know?
Yeah, we gave you the rules.
We thought that would make we thought that was something worth saying, and something worth saying should be on a shirt. So we have the no negative comments shirt that's available right now for 64 hours. Our friend Meg made that. She did a really good job. She always does a great job designing all this stuff for us. And yeah, she heard our words and gave us that awesome design this week. So I think you should pick it up. If you don't want to hear negative comments, which who does?
Meg, if you're watching, good job. But.
Oh, no.
Derek.
I wish you would have sent that design to me before we posted it, because I would have spent 5 minutes and perfected it.
Oh. Meg. You weren't supposed to do it.
That's a special message for Meg.
Special message for Meg, yeah.
She knows what I'm talking about. Love you, Meg.
Weren't supposed to do it.
Love you, Meg.
Screen cap.
Weren't supposed to do it.
I do like that.
It wasn't
a negative comment. I mean,
your no negative comments thing last podcast really worked. I just want to say that there were zero negative
comments.
You
didn't get any, Johnny?
We didn't get any.
There were zero.
For context, some guy was tweeting out he redesigned images Meg had designed and said, I spent 5 minutes and made this better.
Oh, I didn't know.
And then was acting like he had perfected it. So
is that a level of mansplaining?
That was the joke I was referencing. I'm not just an asshole to Meg. Let you all in on the gag there. You can't perfect Meg's designs. They're already perfected. Even if you spend 5 whole minutes working on them. So we love you, Meg.
I think Meg, I mean, I hope that we've taught her enough that anytime somebody responds with, you should have done this, you respond with, nah. I mean, that's just, that cuts like a katana.
Oh, she handles it well.
That's Rocco style, but
is the blade of choice.
Everyone must find their own way to respond to negative comments.
Mm-hmm. The longer, I might even say, if you have a short thing to say, like, hey, did you ever think about filming it this way, I might even like have a response to that. Like, yeah, you know, we did, but we didn't want to, but whatever, you know. But the longer the reply, nah, becomes more here's 10 paragraphs on what you're doing wrong. Nah.
Nah. One word is a super weapon there.
Oh. Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, what else is there to say after that?
Meg's just not nice. So that's kind of how she deals with it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a Rooster Teeth fan that commented that anyway. So.
Oh. I didn't know that.
It had to be.
No, that's not even worth reading.
Right.
Anyway, I wanted to bring up something that we talked about on a couple podcasts ago. We asked for people to look into something. And, you know, we kind of set people on a quest.
Sure.
And I got some responses. I'm not happy. Because I thought we were going to be the winners in this situation. And we were going to look like...
We?
Derek brought up, I didn't even go into this. This was my own little thing, and Derek brought it up. This was his thing he brought up. He said, he discovered that, because I said in confidentiality, somebody, I don't know why we were talking about it in the first place, shirts that are stuff we wear on the podcast. And I had told Derek in private, I was like, yeah, I try to wear a different shirt every podcast. I don't try to repeat the same shirt. And I guess no one knew that. I mean, I never really brought it up to anybody. I just did it, you know. But anyway, so Derek brought it up on the podcast. Rocco has never worn the same shirt on a podcast in this studio in the past couple years that we've been here.
Yeah.
And so we set everybody, I think it was, again, Derek that set everybody on a quest to find if there was a show that I wore a repeat shirt.
Which there was one. Apparently,
someone reached out.
We didn't know.
Yeah, shit. I've got them here. I think a couple people found this, but the first person to send it to me was Tyson O. You Shout son out. Of a bitch!
You got him
because this is the most bullshit technicality, and I'm going to explain it. He found out that on podcast 517. Wait. Hold on. Wait, no. I got the wrong email. I apologize.
Well, sorry, Tyson. Oh, we retract our statement about
Tyson.
All the negative guy. Things Tyson. We said about you.
Oh, no.
I like Tyson.
I'm going to be negative against Tyson cool. again. Tyson tried to snooker me here.
Oh, wait. Fuck you, Tyson.
He found more than one. He found multiple podcasts where I wore my Little Caesars hoodie. That's not a shirt, bro. It was cold, and I wore a Little Caesars hoodie. Oh, you tried to Bogart me, and honorable, I Bogart you back.
Tyson, that's called fashion.
It's outerwear. Honorable mention, though, Tyson.
Okay, well, you know what? Then I don't know. I saw a couple tweets about this, so I don't know who's the winner. I saw a few at the same time. Okay. So, fine. No one gets a prize. But where I was called out on, and they're technically right.
No, you know what? Fuck it. Let's give it to Tyson O.
Yeah. All right, Tyson O.
He's the name we pulled up.
We're going to send Tyson O a prize. I'm going to contact him, but I want him to be I don't want him to be happy when he gets his prize.
He's not. No. He's going to be real sad.
Wait, but Rocco, first of all.
Yeah.
Explain the technicality. You haven't done that yet.
So, what it was I did wear the same Altered Beast shirt two podcasts in a row.
Okay.
Because, and here's why, because I thought no one would find this. I didn't think there was a podcast that I repeated. But it was Cyber Monday, I think last year or the year before, I can't remember, that I wore the Altered Beast shirt again because we were going to wear costumes. So I was like, well, why waste a shirt on this podcast? You know what I mean? I don't want any repeats, but why waste a shirt on this podcast if it's going to be covered up in a costume? So for Cyber Monday, I put on a costume, but I guess in the costume, you could see that I was wearing that Altered Beast shirt.
Underneath.
Bullshit technicality. Mm-hmm. Okay. I repeated it because a normal human being would not see that. Anyway, but no one else emailed it to me. I saw tweets about it. No one else emailed me. Tyson was the only one that came with receipts. Unfortunately, they were the wrong receipts. But I'm still going to give.
We're going to honor it.
The Little Caesars hoodie, you don't even. Tyson, come on. So we're going to send you a shirt. Let me correct that. We're going to send you two of the same shirt.
Yeah.
So that you know what you did.
No. That way, Tyson will never find himself in the same situation as you.
Yeah.
Because people say, you wore the same shirt two times in a row. You'd be like, it's two different shirts of the same design.
That's true. That's true.
I want a prize specifically about this topic.
Yeah. So, we're going to make sure this never happens to anyone ever again.
Yeah.
Well, what shirt are you wearing right now, Rocco?
I didn't mean to make it political again. But my man Rick is out there, you know, and we got to keep him safe. Just because the political thing goes one way or another doesn't mean we can't look out for our favorite Ghostbusters 2 stars.
Is that a Magnum 45?
No.
AK-47?
Rifle. Standard rifle. Standard,
it's a Kalashnikov.
Standard rifle. So that's like a Glock 9mm. Standard
pistol.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but yeah. I really didn't think anyone would find one. I thought I was good.
We got some.
I got caught.
We got some dedicated fans out there. We got a whole fan base out there. Wow, you really like us.
Yeah,
you really love us.
And I know when I talked about Sean's dental thing and I gave him a hard time earlier, I know he was just relaying that because people actually legitimately were invested in, they had heard about Sean's trouble. Not that, I'm bringing it up again. God. But I know that's why
he's a whiner.
But I give him a hard time. I give him a hard time.
And then the way they sympathized, they wanted to, I mean, they offered to help him.
Yeah, they did. Which was really cool. He couldn't accept that and shouldn't. But thank you, everybody. And I wanted to say, too, I kind of brought it up earlier, but man, I didn't expect it to hit so hard about game days. It probably would have been this weekend. And I saw so many people reposting pictures and sharing memories from past events, and
it was cool.
That got me. I was like, oh man, we'd be there right now. Right about now. Let's see, what time is it right now? I think we would be wrapping up the dinner. I think right now. Oh, that breaks my heart. Yeah. I don't know. I thought about that a lot this weekend, and I missed everybody. So hopefully everyone watching this, if we're able to do game days in the future, I hope you can go and we'll see you guys there. But man, that was a bummer. But it was fun sharing all kinds of stuff from the past. And I was stoked because our friend Eric, I don't know how to say his last name, I'm sorry, award-winning editor, edited the Young Thug music video a couple years ago and won a VMA for it. Eric Deglomini. How do you say it?
Deglomini.
Deglomini? I've never said it out loud.
This is quite an introduction.
Yeah. Anyway, he's been in a couple of our videos before. I think he was in Kutaragi's Way.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But anyway, my biggest regret from last year's game days, I never got a picture with Neil Hamburger. It was killing me. I was like, that's what I wanted. I it was such a blur of a day. I never got it. Well, Eric had one, and he posted it on Twitter today. Like, hey, check out you next to Neil. I was like, there was a photo of this? It was amazing. I posted it immediately to my Instagram. Like, I was so happy. 1 year later, almost exactly, I got that photo.
That was such a great moment. You like gave me a camera and you're like, he's going to come down. Like, he's just going to come down and walk in. You just have to follow him.
Yeah.
And I was so nervous, and then just saw him walking down with all the drinks, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
He talked to you for like 5 minutes in character, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he came down and he wanted to know kind of like the lay of the scene there.
So he was getting,
what's that?
He was getting information about the gig, but he was in character during that time.
Yeah, when he came, that's cool. When he came down, he was just like, "All right, just anywhere up here." I was like, "Yeah, this is real." Wow, it was blowing my mind. That was so much fun.
We planned game days pretty early. Almost immediately after the old game day stops, we start get the ball rolling on the next one.
Yeah.
It's usually me contacting the hotels. And I told them back in March, that's when we usually get it going, like, hey, this pandemic thing is crazy. So we're going to hold off on it. You know, maybe we'll pick this up later. All year, they kept checking in.
Yeah.
So
what's going on?
It turns out. Yeah, crazy. Nobody's booked that room you wanted.
Yeah, they really did say that.
We still got it for you.
Yeah.
You want to do it? I don't know if that's going to work out. So no. And then a few months later, hey, we got a real good deal on that weekend. Come on down. And I think it literally came down to, it broke my heart, but I had to send them a message like, if you can figure out a way to get 700 people in one room, we'll do it. Yeah. And they were like, probably not this year. Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
Yeah. Waiting to hear that plan. Oh, yeah. No. You know what's weird, Derek, as I got a couple of those emails, I think we were both getting emailed by them kind of sporadically throughout the year. One thing that I don't know if you got any of these, but I definitely did, is from the time that like late March, when like lockdowns were really happening and all that stuff, from that point on, I kept getting emails about food from them. Like Marriott's were closed.
Yeah.
all these hotels were closed, and they kept emailing me like, well, we still can prepare a lot of food. So, if you need, you want some lockdown meals, don't forget us. We can make them. And it's funny because I think that's kind of part of their business. Like we book, you know, to get a little behind the scenes, I guess, is when we book our event, they a lot of times are like, okay, is this catered? You know, like catering is part of their event business. So we use their space, but then it's like, well, the catering team's going to be there. So what do you want them to make? And it's like, well, I don't think we need
this
food.
Is kind of a funny story, but yeah, when you book these events, especially when you're new and when you're young, because we were like 24 something when we first started doing this, which is relatively young. You don't know what the fuck you're doing, and they know that, and so they prey on you. And so it's like, yeah, you could book a room. We got a good deal, but it's mandatory. Like, you have to spend $500 on food and catering. And it's like, it's mandatory, really? Because this is not like that kind of event. We don't need $500. Nope, you have to do it. So people who came to the first game days at the hotel may remember we really awkwardly served like 50 mini tacos.
Like finger foods.
Like 50 mini tacos and lemonade, which served like the first 25 people through the door of like 200. And people were like, oh, is there food here?
Yeah.
No, sorry. No. There was.
No, like a fraction of the people got tacos. What happened? It was really confusing.
We seriously got the minimum order. Because for years, and I think, Derek, rather than, I don't know if it was us. It sounded like it was a company policy for a few years there. From what I understand,
it's a thing. It was basically required, and we got the minimum. And they really thought like, and we had a conversation about it too. Like, is it fucked up that we give tacos to like 20 people, and then the other 180 don't get them? And it's like, it's fucked up. They're making us pay $500 for tacos. I'm not paying for more than that. So that's what it was.
It's so funny though that you mentioned that, because when I you know, we had a thing on our Twitter that was like, post your favorite game days memories. I had like one or two people respond, dude, my favorite game days memories was being the first in and in the second year, and suddenly there were shrimp quesadillas by my seat.
So what happened? Here's the evolution.
Where did that come from?
And this is fucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
The first year, they force us to buy shitty food.
Yeah.
So we do, and we give it to like 20 people.
Yeah.
The second year, we go in knowing, hey, there's going to be this mandatory food thing.
Yeah.
Let's get fucking good stuff.
Yeah, let's get the nice stuff.
So then we got like shrimp quesadillas, and we got like, you know, fucking Gold Cut Trio, like all this fancy shit. And then again, like 10 people got it. In fact, I think Rocco, your dad came in that year and ate like a bunch of it before anybody else got to it. It was like, hey, this is pretty good.
That was my next thing I was going to say, was that was the benchmark in which my parents judge game days since. Every year they go now, because they love to be there every year. And every year they go and they're like, yeah, that was fun, man. I really miss when you guys had those shrimp quesadillas. You had like bacon wrapped filet mignon that one time. That was great. It was like, you guys are probably the only ones that got that. Like we ordered nice stuff, so they brought like 8 pieces of everything, and that was it.
Because it's enough for like 10 people.
Yeah.
So then the third year, game days is taking off. It's getting bigger and bigger. So we're like, hey, we need a bigger room. So naturally, they're like, all right, so how much food do you want this year? And it's like, burp, listen. Cut the food shit.
We don't need this shit.
Or we're not doing this anymore. Yeah. And that's when they started like getting like, we're really ripping these guys off of this food stuff. So we negotiated a deal because they really didn't want to do this. It was like, okay, we won't order food specifically, but the hotel said, we'll have a guy on hand with a bunch of sandwiches in case people want to buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Do that.
Yeah.
So that year, if people remember, it was fucking awkward because we're going to take a break. We'll be back. And then they walk outside and it's one guy with like 200 sandwiches.
Oh my God.
Like waiting for everybody. And then everybody's like, wow, Mega 64 got sandwiches for everyone. It's like, no, we didn't get these. Yeah. Oh, what? Yeah. The guy's like, oh yeah, no, these are for sale. Yeah. Nobody bought anything.
No.
The hotel was like, we're fucked on this food. And they never did any food ever again.
Yeah.
There's the whole story.
And then there was, we had a different venue one year because we were having some difficulty with, we had to switch venues a little bit. And the one year we did at this other venue was when Kickapoo Joy Juice, the soda, in case you're a newcomer to the show, we used to have a soda sponsor, Kickapoo Joy Juice. And
I like our new sponsor better.
Yeah, a little more fun, but anyway, they said, oh, we're going to send you guys like a million cans of this so that everyone at your event can get one.
Sure.
And we were like, this rules. This is awesome. But that venue had a rule about like, no, like you have food here. Like you get food at our designated things. Like we're not allowing you to, like serving food is not permitted. Like that is not. And it's like, oh yeah, that's against the rules. Oh, okay. But it was like, I think they already shipped like pallets of this drink to the,
yeah.
You know, like, what do we do? What do we do? And so we told them all this and then it came to an agreement. They said, okay, you can give everyone at the event a can of that soda with the express instruction. They drink it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, sure. Yeah, sure. Okay. So I think we said something about it there.
Hey, there's a part two to that story that's real good.
Yeah.
Kickapoo shipped like 300 pounds of soda.
Yeah, it was a
to
lot.
This hotel.
Yeah.
And the hotel received it. And then they sent us a bill. Hey, that was a fucking insane package to receive.
Yeah.
We're going to have to bill you like $1,700 to handle that. And yeah, we're like, no, we didn't schedule that. We didn't order that. We're not paying that. And the hotel's like, well, you know what? If you don't pay it, we might not give you this soda. And it was like, yeah, keep it. Do whatever you want with it. And then they were like, we can't really do anything with this soda. And we're like, yeah, so what are you going to do? And they're like, and then it was that, all right, give them out, but make sure they drink them at home. All right, thank you.
Yeah, that was it.
So, war of attrition.
We never paid anything like
just
that.
Just wait it out.
Oh,
drink
it
at home.
But it all worked out. It all worked out because we did the event. We gave everyone their sodas.
Yeah.
And when it was over, there was still like a pallet of soda. I mean, it was like they shipped so much. I mean, there was cases and cases of it. And all the staff came in to tear down the event at the end of the day. And we went, yo. You guys like soda? And they were like, this is all free? It's like, yeah.
They were stoked.
They all were taking these giant cases of soda out to their cars.
We hooked up all the staff.
It was a win-win. It was a win-win situation. Everyone who worked there got enough soda to last a year.
You know what happened? Everyone got free soda and nobody had to pay for it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Days was awesome.
Exactly. When, you know, what are you going to say about a free soda?
Yeah, made the world a better place.
Exactly. Spread the...
The soda.
Kindness
soda.
Or the soda.
Spread the sugar.
Joy.
Spread the sugar.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good story and a good Game Days memory to wrap this episode up on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a good episode. I'm sorry Sean's not here.
Yeah, me too.
He's recuperating from the loss of his candidate.
I know.
He probably won't be back until the next election cycle.
Yeah, and I do feel bad that he can't speak for himself, but he was gutted that his man... The election's not over.
Yeah, Sean's actually at the polling place right now, double checking the count.
Yeah.
So good luck to him.
So it always hurts when you see someone you care about get hurt so badly by you know, with something they believe in so much. And I feel bad for my friend Sean, and he got robbed this weekend.
So, whatever.
I may not agree with him, but I feel bad that
right.
he was so.
Yeah,
and we're gonna end this now on a sad note. So, good night.